嗨，大家好，欢迎来到可可英语之听歌学英语栏目，我是琳达。爱情是两个人的游戏，三个人的演技。今天要介绍的歌曲是来自 Rihanna 的 Take a Bow， 爱情闭幕。顾名思义，这是一首失恋情歌。爱情从希望开始，由绝望结束。没有被珍惜，所以死心，所以不再觊觎那个人任何曾经对他有过的希望。转身离开，带着一份鄙夷，一份自我嘲弄，这是女汉子的作风。但是如果故事上演在你的身上，你有勇气做那个女汉子吗？ Take a bow， 来自 Rihanna， 希望大家会喜欢。
Oh, how about a round of applause? Yeah, standing ovation. Ooh, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. You look so dumb right now.Outside my house, trying to apologize. You're so ugly when you cry. Please just cut it out. Don't tell me you're sorry, 'cause you're not. Baby, when I know you're only sorry you got caught, but you put on quite a show.
这是一首失恋情歌，但是我们说它的词曲之间是没有一丝伤感的，能够体会到一种气氛，除此之外就是那种好马不吃回头草的洒脱了，非常的喜欢这种当断则断的利索。好了，来一起解读一下这首歌的一部分歌词吧。歌名 Take a bow， Take a bow 它表示答谢谢幕的意思。我们来看一下它的几个例句。啊，太太，这餐饭做的可真可口，你该过来受我一谢。 It's a delicious meal, madam. You must come and take a bow. 再听一次。It's a delicious meal, madam. You must come and take a bow. Emily 赶紧站起来鞠躬道谢。Stand up, Emily. Take a bow. 再听一遍。Stand up, Emily. Take a bow. 再看第二句歌词。How about a round of applause? A standing ovation. 给你一片掌声，我站起来为你欢呼，如何？这句话我们说体现了作者对前男友的一种挖苦。那么这句话当中这个 how about 它就等于 what about， 如何怎样，表示建议的时候用的，它后边加什么，加 doing something 或者是 something 接名词或者动名词哈，它表示的意思是做某事儿怎么样，什么东西怎么样，做某事儿怎么样。那我们来看一下例句。哦，不好意思，我又迟到了，我会补偿你的，晚饭我请，怎么样？ Sorry, I'm late again. I'll make it up to you. Dinner's on me, how about that? 再听一遍。 Sorry, 不好意思， I'm late again. 我又迟到了。 I'll make it up to you. 我会补偿你的。 Dinner is on me. 晚饭算我的， how about that? 怎么样呢？跟我出去散个步怎么样？What about going out for a walk with me? What about going out for a walk with me? 晚饭后出去散步怎么样？ How about going out for a walk after supper? How about going out for a walk after supper? 这句话当中的还有一个名词，掌声欢呼，它读作 applause。表示鼓掌欢迎的意思哈，鼓掌欢呼的意思。那么这个 a round of applause 它是一个固定的搭配哈，一阵掌声。看一下例句，让我们给他们以热烈的掌声吧。 Let's give them all a big round of applause. 这里边热烈的掌声就是 big round of applause。那么它后边还有一个 ovation， 表示欢呼喝彩的意思哈。那这个 standing ovation 就是起身喝彩，起立喝彩。看一下，我要为你起立鼓掌。I'm going to give you a standing ovation. 如果大家一天能够背上200个单词，琳达就要起身给你 standing ovation 了。看下一句歌词， Please just cut it out. 拜托你就消停一下吧。这个 please 就是拜托了。我们说前男友是个劈腿的角儿哈，对女生来说这是最不能接受的事儿啊。那么这个偷腥以后还假惺惺的过来道歉的那种男人，在我们眼里是非常丑陋的。那么这句歌词当中它有一个动词短语 cut it out。连读就是 cut it out， 就什么，你住嘴巴，住手吧，你省省吧，住手，你知道我怕痒的，住手，你知道我怕痒的，这怎么说？ cut it out， you know I'm ticklish， 记住一下怕痒哈， ticklish， cut it out， you know I'm ticklish， 住嘴，我受够了， cut it out， I have had enough of that。别闹了，我天，你为什么老是取笑他？ Cut it out, God, why are you always making fun of him? 这句话哈，大家自己平时说的时候可以去用你们特有的一种口吻哈。Cut it out, God, why are you always making fun of him? 好，我们接着往下看。Baby, when I know you are only sorry you got caught. 亲爱的，当我知道你的抱歉只是因为你被发现了。那么这句歌词里边那个 get caught 是表示被抓住被逮住哈。看一下例句，她的裙子被钉子给挂住了。 Her skirt got caught on a nail. Her skirt got caught on a nail. 今早我被雨淋了。 I got caught in the rain this morning.今早被雨淋了。 I got caught in the rain this morning. 如果我被抓了，你也不会有好下场的。 If I get caught, you are going down with me. 好，接着往下看。 But you put on quite a show. 但是你的确演了一出很棒的戏。那么这 quite 它就是 put on a show 这个短语的哈。我们看 put on a show 它是什么意思？它就是作秀、假装、装模作样的意思。他不是真的生病，他只是在装病。He's not really ill. He's just putting on a show. 尽管他恨他，但还是装出了一副很客气的样子。Although 表舌头哈 ，although she hated him, she put on a show of politeness. 尽管他恨他 ，although she hated him, she put on a show of politeness. Polite 变成了形，变成了名词 politeness。接着往下看。我还真是被你给忽悠了 You really had me going You really had me going 那么看一下这个 had somebody going 表示被忽悠了被骗了我真的被你那些废话给蒙住了 You really had me going with your bullshit Bullshit You really had me going with your bullshit 这个废话这个Bullshit 我们平时口语当中说的话直接会说 BS You really had me going with your BS 你真是精明长官你把我给唬住了 You are a canny one sir You really had me going You are a canny one sir You really had me going 说是这里顺便讲一下这个不定冠词的用法我们平时一般情况下是用但是你想表强调的时候你会把它发成一个 A 和 ABC 的 A You are a canny one sir You really had me going 你的确把我骗了我还以为你是个可以信的人呢 You really had me going I thought you were someone I could trust You really had me going I thought you were someone I could trustThat was quite a show, very entertaining. 那真是一场精彩绝伦的表演，娱乐性十足。Entertaining 是形容词了 ，entertaining， 令人愉快的，引起乐趣的，设宴款待的。来看一下几个例句：这部电影令人捧腹，但是却又发人深省，深省身形。This is an entertaining movie yet though a thought-provoking film. This is an entertaining yet thought-provoking film. 刚刚读第一遍的时候读错了。这个 thought-provoking 就是发人深省的意思。This is an entertaining yet thought-provoking film. Yet 就是但是哈，不要转折。待客隆重并不意味着要大肆铺张 Entertaining in style needn't mean spending lavishly 这个 lavish 就是表示我们说铺张的意思浪费的 Entertaining in style needn't mean spending lavishly 待客隆重 Entertaining in style 并不意味着 needn't mean spending lavishly大肆铺张这次谈话既长见识又饶有趣味 The talk was both informative and entertaining Informative 就是它的信息量特别大的意思 Informative Informative and entertaining 接着往下看 You'd better hurry up before the sprinkler Come onYou'd better hurry up before the sprinklers come on. Had better, 它的缩写哈，经常写成了 the better, 最好干嘛干嘛，最好干嘛就后边加一个动词原形哈。你最好回家休息一下。You'd better go home and rest up a little. 这句话平时大家都可以用的。You had better go home and rest up a little. 这个家伙诡计多端，我们可得小心点儿。This fellow is very crafty. We'd better be on our guard. 这个 be on one's guard 表示就是提防的意思，警觉。This fellow is very crafty. 诡计多端，狡猾的意思 crafty. We had better be on our guard. 这是歌词里面这个 sprinkler 是喷管、洒水车、洒水器的意思。 好，我们接着看最后一句 Let's hear your speech out， 那就我们来听听你的大片大长篇的这个演讲吧。 Let's hear your speech out， 这个 hear somebody out 就是表示听某人把话说完的意思，特别是在你不耐烦的时候，那个人可能就会说 Come on, hear me out。 看一下例句哈， I think you should hear me out， 我觉得你应该听我把话说完。 Please hear me out， 听我说完好不好。这是一个老生常谈的话题，但是请先听我说完好不好。 This has the makings of a platitude, but hear me out。 这个 makings 表示材料素质的意思哈， platitude 就是陈词滥调了。再听一遍， This has the makings of a platitude, but hear me out。 这是一个老生常谈的话题，但请先听我说完。天空飘来几个字儿，那都不算事儿，失恋不算事儿。突然想起了那句歌词，其实在恋爱里面如果没有被珍惜的话，那就赶紧撤呗。不过呢，下回要记得代言诗人了。好了，今天的节目就到这儿了，我是 Linda， 下期见了。Yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.